the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I got a song that I sing, I can make the rain go anytime I move my finger. Lucky me, can't you see I'm in love?
It's time once again for another edition of Dr. Susan's House Calls. Would you like to look years younger in 2 months and have skin that glows with vitality no matter your age? You can achieve this goal, and it doesn't involve needles or surgery or even a visit to your dermatologist. In this interview, holistic health and natural beauty educator Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, is going to give you the essential tools you need to foster youthful skin, including info on the Squatty Potty and the number one natural skin-enhancing supplement revered worldwide, Hawaiian astaxanthin. Dr. Susan, thank you so much once again for being with us today.
Well, Jamie, it's, as usual, wonderful to be with you. And one of the reasons I love this topic is that, let's face it, who doesn't want to look as youthful as possible? Probably most people, maybe I would say after the age of 25, are really concerned about their skin. But everything I'll be talking about today and all the tips will not only benefit your skin and give you that youthful glow, but it will also prevent and slow down aging in every cell of your body, from the head to the toe and inside out. So this interview today is serving more of a dual purpose, not just to get your skin youthful and glowing, but the entire body as well.
Well, and as you said, you know, everybody wants to have glowing, healthy skin, including me. So I'm going to be writing everything down that you say today, okay?
Yeah, exactly. And it's not just for women. It's for men and, you know, elderly people, and I'd say everyone from about the age of 25 on.
Well, let's first talk about skin and what it tells each of us about our health, Dr. Susan.
Yeah, it definitely does. You see, the skin will be the first to give away your deep, dark secrets. And if, Jamie, if you've been neglecting your health, or you've been under lots of tension and pressure, or if you haven't been able to sleep well because of worries, your skin will let the world know. And the skin is the largest organ of the body. See, most people think that the organs are inside the body, but the skin is actually an organ, and the largest one. And it comes in many colors and textures and patterns. And from the book Joy of Life, here's a beautiful quote. I love this. Imagine a material that is waterproof, like tarpaulin, yet can let out water and oil, that can protect like a suit of armor, and yet is infinitely sensitive to touch, that remains firm, yet is more flexible than rubber. It is also a beautiful material, whether pink and white, brown, black, or yellow. That's a wonderful quote. Now, the skin, depending on your size, you know, of course, weighs in at about 6 pounds if you took all the skin off your body, Jamie, and you weighed it. And the skin is about 1/8 of an inch thick, that's all. Of course, varying at different areas of the body. Like my skin's a little bit thicker on my feet with all of the hiking I do. But beauty, this is so interesting to me, because beauty is in the eye of the beholder. For all we ever see of one another, you know, the skin surfaces and the hair, that's all really dead. And the skin is continually growing from within, creating new cells that push their way outward. Yet the skin, perhaps, Jamie, more than any other part of the body, tells the world how we feel mentally and physically, you know, as well as how we care for and respect for our bodies. I don't know if you're aware of this, but the Native American Indians used to diagnose body ailments by the lines in the face. And the face is certainly the one area, you know, because it's usually not covered, in most cultures, covered with cloth. It's the one area of the body which is terrible at keeping secrets. So if you run down, or you lack pep, or you work too hard, like I know you do, Jamie, or you stay up too late at night, or maybe you're depressed or feeling downright crummy, it's going to show on your face.
Well, let's talk more about the skin's physiology and the different layers of the skin, what each of these layers does, Dr. Susan.
All right. So there are three different layers, and the outer, and I bet you've heard these words before, but I'll make it really simple. The outermost layer is called the epidermis, and it's paper thin, and it consists of about 20 layers of cells that are literally born to die. You know, they come up, they come out, and then they're exfoliated off. And the surface is formed, so the surface of what you see is really formed of these lifeless cells that are being shedded slowly and almost imperceptibly. You know, but in the last stages of their existence, they continue to perform valuable services. And the epidermal cells, these right here on the outside, are created through cells dividing at the lowest layer, that basal cell layer, and then they gradually rise to the surface where they assume a short-lived protective function. Now, keratin is in this epidermal layer, and keratin is the name given to the final stage of the cell development, and it serves as a barrier to physical and chemical injury. It also provides a protective covering membrane that preserves the body's internal balance, preventing moisture and other essential material from seeping uncontrollably out from your skin and into the environment. So that's the outermost epidermis layer. Now, the second layer is called the dermis, and it's made up of the connective tissue. And it's on this level that the skin health is really established, because the dermis provides the skin with the strength and its elasticity. And it's here, Jamie, where aging skin really begins its degenerative process, and it's where the free radicals wreak havoc. And you want to remember that, because in a little bit I'll talk about how you can neutralize and mop up the free radicals in the skin. Because when you get all these free radicals in that dermis layer, then there's a gradual reduction of the connective tissue fibers. And these changes then are perceived as wrinkling from the outside. And the dermis also contains the blood vessels and lymph channels and nerve fibers and, of course, the muscle cells. And then there's a third layer, which is really the subcutaneous fat, which provides cushioning and contouring all over the body. But I want to emphasize again that we hear a lot, you know, in women's cosmetics and moisturizers and beauty treatments, we hear a lot about the words elastin and collagen. And when it comes to these topicals on the skin, many of them will say, you know, that it helps to strengthen elastin and collagen. And remember, it's the dermis layer that relies on the collagen. And collagen is a protein, by the way. And it relies on the collagen to keep it in mint condition by acting as a supporter and a major building block of the skin. And the elastin, which is also a protein, along with the collagen, gives the skin its supple, elastic qualities. So in a little bit, I'm going to talk more about the dermis layer and the best antioxidant you can take to keep that dermis layer in the best condition, and a scientific study that will just absolutely amaze you on how you can look years younger in only 6 weeks with an antioxidant. So those are the three layers of the skin.
What are some of the ways that our skin protects us, helps keep us healthy, comfortable?
All right, excellent question. Now, you know, your skin covers your muscles, your nerves, tissues, and bones. And the skin protects your body from invading bacteria and chemicals and obviously any foreign object. And it absorbs the shock of physical blows. You know, if someone, we hope not, hits you across the face, the skin and the cushioning will protect you. But it also acts as a thermostat, because when the body needs to lose heat because you're really hot, the blood vessels dilate and then the sweat glands secrete moisture, which, as it evaporates, cools the body. When it needs to conserve heat, then, of course, the blood vessels constrict and the pores close. Now, I don't know if you're even aware of this, but on your amazing, miraculous body, Jamie, and everyone listening, you've got about 2 million pores that cover the body's surface and function as an efficient cooling system. For example, let's say, Jamie, I know before we started today you were telling me that you like to use the treadmill and you especially like your elliptical. And when you exercise, your internal body gets really hot. So any exercise you do can actually raise the internal temperature, sometimes to up to 7 degrees above normal. And then so that your body won't get too hot, the body in all of its wisdom, and you know this is why the body's truly a miracle, the body will dissipate that excess heat through perspiration, which evaporates on the skin. And so that acts as a natural cooling system. And besides cooling and protecting the body, the skin also serves as a sense organ. You know, they say that the fetus probably receives more sensations through the skin before birth. And from the moment of birth, humans require touching and physical affection as much as food. Many studies have proven that. And yet, Jamie, what is so amazing to me is that no two people on this planet Earth, on this spaceship Earth on which we all live, have identical skin formation, and not even twins, as demonstrated by the use of fingerprinting. And what's more, the fingerprints on your right hand even differ from those on your left hand. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah. And so, just so you know, for the past 30 years, I've extensively studied the subject of the skin and, of course, longevity and anti-aging, and also how to have radiant-looking skin no matter your age. And I've pretty much narrowed it down to some of these following key ingredients we'll talk about that I've incorporated into my life for years. Now, many of them I learned from my grandmother as a teenager. Some of them I've learned since that time. And, of course, I always like the scientific studies that back some of these nutrients that are great for your skin and for your body. So, anyway, that's sort of the introduction about the skin. And if you want, why don't we go into some of these 12 key ingredients for radiant skin?
Absolutely. Let's get into these in detail because these are great. Your 12 favorite tips and natural remedies for having beautiful, glowing skin at any age. And these are applicable for women, men, and kids too, right? I mean, they're for everybody.
Definitely for kids. Not that a child needs to look any younger, but there's some benefits to keep their skin healthy. Because, you know, you don't want to do what I did as a child and go out and go to the beach several times a week and literally bake in the sun. When I was younger, we really didn't know that that wasn't good for you. We thought it was a sign of glowing health when you had that beautiful golden tan all over your body. All right, so my tip number one, and people know this, but it's worth mentioning, and that is to protect your skin from too much sun. Now, without the sun, obviously, there'd be no life, but with too much sun, there's always lifeless skin. And it calls to mind that venerable adage that everything in moderation. Jamie, do you remember a while ago on the news that lady who constantly went to the tanning bed?
Yes.
And her skin was like an unbelievable dark color?
Yeah.
And how much older she looked. You know, I saw that and I was horrified to think that she might even want to do that with her daughter. But anyway, the sun does bring more people outdoors. We know how when it's colder and snowy and rainy, you're indoors more, which means more exposure of the skin's surface to the sun. And it's really a paradoxical situation because on the one side of the coin, the sun is the body's most effective and efficient and least expensive source of a vitamin. Do you know what vitamin?
B? No. D?
Two later.
D.
Yes, vitamin D.
Vitamin D.
Yes, and that is appropriately termed the sunshine vitamin because the action of the sun's ultraviolet rays activates a form of cholesterol which is present in the skin, converting it to vitamin D. And much of the body's needs for vitamin D can be met by sufficient sun exposure. And also eating small amounts of foods like sunflower seeds, sprouted seeds, salmon, fish oils, and stuff like that. Or fortified, you know, fortified foods from the supermarket. But I just want, as an aside right here, I want to tell everyone that it's always important to get your D level checked in your doctor's office. They do it with a blood test. Here's why. Here's just a personal note about my life. I live much of the time when I'm not traveling in Southern California, here in Brentwood, Santa Monica area. I'm always hiking. I'm out in the sun. You'd never think that I would be low on vitamin D. And a few years ago, I went and got my annual checkup, and I asked them just to check this, and it came back. You know, they give you a range from low to high,
mm-hmm.
and it came back being just almost lower than the lowest, even though I'm in the sun a lot, and I was taking 1,000 IUs of vitamin D every day, and it was seriously low. And since that, and vitamin D is so important, as I write all over on my website, it's important for many aspects of health. You can't be vibrantly healthy without, you know, the right amounts of vitamin D. So now I'm on higher dosage. So just want to let everyone know it's important to get that checked, your D level, next time you get a blood profile done. Now, while the sun's good for you, on the other side of the coin, like I just mentioned, some people still believe that a golden tan is a mark of the leisure class, you know, portraying health and beauty. And yes, the sun has some wonderful benefits because it helps to clear up acne. It helps definitely to reduce psoriasis. It, Jamie, how do you like this one? It boosts your libido.
Really?
Yay!
Wow.
Yeah, not that you need the sun for that, of course. It helps to relax tired muscles, and it helps to create a positive psychological effect on people. You're in a better mood when it's sunny. But too much of a good thing is the skin's worst enemy. And remember this, too, that overexposure to the sun can break down the collagen and elastin. Remember I talked about those two proteins that are in the dermis layer, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it can break them down, causing loss of moisture, flexibility, and tautness in your skin. In other words, it can cause your skin to sag. And the best proof of this is to observe the skin after a few years of constantly maintaining a suntan. You want to make sure that you use a good natural sunscreen if you're going to be outdoors for any length of time. You know, I don't even use it when I hike in the morning because I hike early morning, and I like the natural sun on my skin very early in the morning. And in a little bit, I'll talk to you about the king of antioxidants called bioastin, Hawaiian astaxanthin, which has been scientifically proven to work as an internal sunscreen. It gives you internal sun protection. I'll talk about that in a little bit.
Well, and I want people to go to the website, SusanSmithJones.com, because there is so many great pieces of information on there. You can always listen back to the house calls. There's links there that you can listen back to all these programs, and also the sign up for the monthly newsletter, Dr. Susan. Always so much great information in those as well.
Well, thank you very much. And now I'm also featuring a couple of free ebooks you can get on my website. And also in the top right corner, you can click a button and you can get my natural remedies for ailments. I've got a quick reference guide. It's about 15 pages. You might want to bookmark it and keep it on your computer. I go from A to Z with over 90 ailments. So whatever's bothering you or someone in your family or a friend, I give you all the natural ways to help heal your body.
A great website to go to, SusanSmithJones.com. Bookmark it and check there often for all kinds of great information. All right, so we're talking about how to have healthy, radiant, and glowing skin. And you mentioned something that both of us are very passionate about, believe in, is the Hawaiian astaxanthin, which it does amazing things, and there's been proof to back it up, a very impressive scientific study to go along with it to show how much Hawaiian astaxanthin can do good for you.
Yes, and I'll tell you what, right before I talk about those supplements, let me just briefly mention some skin-enhancing foods that you can eat, and then I'll get into the supplements, because a diet that promotes healthy skin, Jamie, also incorporates lots of fresh fruits and vegetables, because foods that are high in water content keep your body hydrated. When your body's dehydrated, you can see it within a day on your skin. It no longer has that beautiful glow. And the foods richest in water content can always be found in the produce aisles of your grocery store. So putting this simply, you want to emphasize lots of those beautiful, natural, colorful fruits and veggies, organic whenever possible, and don't skimp on the leafy greens, because if you want to have youthful, healthy-looking skin, you want to eat lots of greens. That means big salads. Make the salad the main part of a meal whenever possible. And then foods like bell peppers and sprouts. You know, a cup of sprouts every day, I found in one of my clinical studies, helped people not only help their digestive system, but help their skin look younger. Omega-3 fatty acids, that helps reduce inflammation in your skin. And some of those foods might be walnuts or flax seeds or chia seeds, or if you eat fish, salmon. And then also, let me just say to you that you want to eat as much foods high in fiber as possible to help prevent constipation, because you want to avoid constipation. And this can cause, if you're chronically constipated, blemishes and other skin disturbances. And then finally, in terms of the foods, you want to stay away from foods that sabotage healthy skin, like lots of fatty foods, sugar, soda pop, caffeine, junk foods, dairy products, and too many animal products. So that would be what I'd recommend in terms of food. How are you doing with your diet in terms of what I just recommended?
So-so. I think I could always improve a little bit on the diet part, yes.
All right. So now the first tip was protect your skin from too much sun. The second was eat skin-enhancing foods. And the third is what you just mentioned. You always want to fortify your body with something called Hawaiian astaxanthin. That's a mouthful, isn't it? And Hawaiian spirulina. And these are by far my two favorite nutritional supplements for growing, glowing, vibrant skin, no matter your age. So let's start with the Hawaiian astaxanthin. And what that does, among other things, is it works as an internal sunscreen. And I met not long ago with a world-famous researcher on astaxanthin. His name is Bob Capelli. He's the vice president of Cyanotech. And he and his research team, Jamie, gave human volunteers, this was a study, 4 milligrams of Hawaiian astaxanthin for 2 weeks, and they found that the subjects could stay in the sun longer without getting burned. But he was quick to remind me that it will not eliminate the risk of sunburn in everybody, because there are many individual factors always involved. But he said it can radically reduce your risk of developing severe sunburn and related skin damage. Because getting sunburned, you know, as we all know, this is just a reminder, not only causes photoaging, but it also can cause skin cancers. So you always want to take care not to get burned. But Capelli recommends at least 4 milligrams of the Hawaiian astaxanthin every day. But remember, it takes a few weeks for the dose to build up to achieve that UV protection. So, and then with that UV protection, it will improve your skin's overall, they discovered in that study, moisture balance and elasticity. Now, I take 12 milligrams a day, and I always recommend that people get at least a 3-month supply, because in 3 months, you'll really marvel at the change you'll see in your skin on this Hawaiian astaxanthin. Now, a little bit more, because I wanted to talk to you about one other study with the astaxanthin and then also the Hawaiian spirulina. But this is amazing to me, and I bet most people don't know this. We lose, unless you're a dermatologist, we lose about 40,000 skin cells every minute. And, Jamie, it takes about 2 months or 8 weeks to renew all of the skin that you see on your body. Now, if you do lots of dry skin brushing, and I'll talk about that in a moment, it might take fewer than 8 weeks. It might take 6 weeks. But within 8 weeks, most people, on most people's bodies, all the skin they see is completely renewed, which means if you start taking care of your skin right now, in 8 weeks, you'll have skin of a baby. Now, these new skin cells are made in, now this is where we're getting back to the dermis layer of the skin, which is really the engine room of the skin. And it's critical that we protect this level because it's where the collagen fibers are. Remember I talked about those?
Mm-hmm.
And it's where the elastin bundles are located. And this is the connective tissue area. In other words, the dermis layer is the whole support system for the skin. And this is where the astaxanthin, when you take it as a supplement, tends to concentrate. And when you take a natural supplement like the Hawaiian bioastin, astaxanthin, the best one made in the world, what it does, Jamie, this is so fantastic, is it absorbs the free radicals, and especially in the dermis layer of your skin. And remember, keep in mind that the ultraviolet B rays create a tremendous amount of those free radicals in your skin. But with this antioxidant astaxanthin, and it's known as, you know, we did a previous entire show on it, it's known as the king of antioxidants, it will neutralize and mop up the free radicals before they can knock out these supporting structures of your skin. And I don't know if you're aware of this, but this is one of the reasons why women in Asia have beautiful skin, because for years they've been taking astaxanthin because they know how it benefits the skin and strengthens the elastin and collagen and prevents and reduces wrinkles. So astaxanthin is one of the Asian women's beauty secrets that they take every single day. Now let me carry the astaxanthin one step further. There was a fantastic study done using astaxanthin, and Bob Capelli showed me the before and after photos. And I'll just bottom line it, because you can go to my website and at SusanSmithJones.com, and right under my photo where it's got the current newsletter, you can click on the purple button that says 12 tips to youthful glowing skin at any age, and you can get everything that you and I are talking about today in more detail, including this study. But there was a study done in Maine where they took middle-aged women, they divided them into a test group and a placebo group, and it was a 6-week study. And so they tested, they looked at their skin at the beginning and at the 3rd week and the 6th week. And they used 4 measurement parameters. They did a questionnaire asking about skin dryness, moisture content, roughness, lines, wrinkles, all of that. Another parameter was a dermatologist examined the skin of everybody for lines, dryness, elasticity, and so on. And then they tested the skin with a medical device for the skin moisture content and another device for elasticity. And the results even surprised the researchers, because after 6 weeks, Jamie, and I saw many of the before and after photos, after six weeks, and so what is that, a month and a half, there were the most significant improvements in fine lines and wrinkles and elasticity as determined by the dermatologist's visual assessment. And they saw the difference in the moisture content, and they found, this was what they concluded, was that the astaxanthin protects the fresh collagen from the oxidative stress, you know, of the free radicals. And they summarized by saying it had excellent cosmetic effects on human skin. So I say, if it can do this in the skin in only 6 weeks, think about how much more healthier, radiant, and illuminating your skin will be after 90 days or even after a year. And this is why, one of the many reasons why I take 12 milligrams of the Hawaiian Bioast and Astaxanthin every day, because it's known as the purest, safest, and most potent source. As you know, Jamie, because I know you take it, it's grown on the Kona coast of Hawaii.
It is, and it is an amazing product. I love it as well, and I know for myself. I mean, I've been taking it long enough now, too, where I've seen some incredible results. It's great. It is an absolutely wonderful product, and I totally stand by it, and I think people should definitely check it out for themselves and find out more about it. It's incredible.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, by the way, just another aside, a little quick digression here. Yes, it's great for the skin, but as I write about all over my website, and you and I've talked about it on many shows, this king of antioxidants helps the body in so many other ways. It helps the LDL, cholesterol, oxidation suppression, in other words, lowers your LDL, it boosts immunity, it helps reduce stress. But by the way, Jamie, it improves semen quality. It reduces eye fatigue. In other words, it improves your vision. It's great for mental health. It's great to reduce inflammation. It enhances energy. You know, if you're working out or if you're an athlete, you recover quicker afterwards. It helps with endurance. Helps with lowering blood pressure and joint pain. On and on and on. It's one of the few antioxidants that has the ability to cross the blood-brain and the blood-retinal barriers, which means it brings superior support and protection to the brain, the eyes, the central nervous system, so I wouldn't be without it. And in a little clinical study I did here in the Brentwood area with over 100 people, men and women, I combined 12 milligrams daily of the Bioast and Hawaiian Astaxanthin with 3,000 milligrams of Hawaiian spirulina. You want 3,000 milligrams a day. You can take it in a tablet or a powder form. And I like the spirulina. It's 60% protein. It's rich in vitamins, minerals, enzymes, chlorophyll, phytochemicals. It fills in all the gaps if you're not eating a perfect diet. And these two combined are my favorite two supplements that I'm never without every day. I take them with me even when I travel. And we saw the difference in all aspects of people's health, not just skin, but even things like depression and sleeping better and energy by taking 12 milligrams of the astaxanthin every day and 3,000 milligrams of the Hawaiian spirulina. And for a limited time, if you use the code VIBRANT, you can go right to the company. You can go to Nutrex, Nutrex-Hawaii.com, or you can go right to my homepage. That's probably easier. To the right of my photo, it says Nature's Best Antioxidant, Multi, and Anti-Inflammatory. And you can get these two products, and I recommend you get at least a 3-month supply, and at 25% off, if you can afford it, get a year's supply. That's what I always do. Most of my friends and clients do that, so that you won't run out. But you could also call them. Remember, it's Hawaiian time. You can call and order the astaxanthin and the spirulina. You've got to use the code VIBRANT, though, to get the 25% discount. And this is for a limited time. But their toll-free number is 800-453-1187. 1-800-453-1187. And if by chance, Jamie, because we know you and I have lots of listeners from other countries, so if you're in another country like England or over in the UK or somewhere over there, France or Germany or Italy, their other number that you would call would be 808-329-4673. 77. Remember, though, to you, and by the way, with each order, they're giving away a free copy of my full-color, beautifully designed book called The Curative Kitchen. So I definitely, you know, for not only for skin and reversing aging, but for the health of your entire body, head to toe, inside out. These are two supplements I would never be without.
Oh, they are great. Absolutely. And we're talking about healthy, radiant, and glowing skin. And you alluded to it earlier, but I think it's important to reiterate how important it is to keep your body hydrated.
Yes. And I'm not talking about hydrated with beer and alcohol and soda pop, but I'm talking about drinking plenty of purified water every day, at least 6 to 8 glasses, in between meals so it doesn't dilute your digestive enzymes. And remember that water moisturizes, Jamie, it moisturizes your skin from the inside out and helps to eliminate toxins through the skin. And if you're not in the habit of drinking lots of water, just try this experiment. Decide to take 3 days and drink about 8 glasses of purified water, and by the third day, you will see a noticeable difference in your skin, because your skin will look softer, it will look healthier. And remember that lack of moisture in your skin creates wrinkles, just like plums create prunes.
I love that analogy. I love that analogy.
Because remember that lady who went in the tanning bed all the time?
Yes.
Her face looked like a prune, didn't it?
It did. It was frightening. It really was. So very important to stay hydrated, drinking plenty of water. Like you said, it's got to be water, though. You know, make sure it's that. And another thing that's very important, I mean, for many reasons, but I didn't know how important it was for healthy, radiant, and glowing skin, but exercise.
You bet. And let me mention one PS on the water. Mm-hmm. People are always asking me, do I drink tap water? What's the best kind of water? And what I recommend is go to SusanSmithJones.com and right in the navigation bar, click on favorite products and scroll down to Ionizer Plus. It's the water purification system that I've used for 15 years, but it does more than purify. It helps make your water more alkaline, which is very beneficial for the inside of your body. And then I use the acid water that comes out to water my plants. It's great to make your plants vibrant and glowing with health, too. But then I also put the acid water in the ice cube tray, and I freeze it. And nobody's listening to us, just you and me right now, so I'll tell you this. Every time I take a shower, if I'm not traveling, I take 2 of those ice cubes, I put them in a mug, I take them into the shower with me, or the bathroom, if I'm bathing, and when I'm done, I rub them on my skin. They say that that Paul Newman used to do this, which is why his skin always looked youthful. But your skin has an acid mantle, which is why you want to use not alkaline water on your skin, but the acid that comes out of this Ionizer Plus machine. And that helps keep my skin glowing and beautiful, and it brings more circulation to the surface and closes the pores. So that's, you can check that out on my website under favorite products. Now, exercise. Exercise is such a terrific, natural, and effective way to increase the health of your skin, because it does this by increasing circulation, eliminating toxins through the skin, and giving your skin that healthy glow. And it also supports all of your elimination mechanisms at the same time, because when you exercise, you sweat, you breathe more heavily and deeply, your blood and lymph circulation are improved. And then exercise also stimulates the bowels to eliminate, you know, so it's excellent for that. It gets everything moving in your body. And of course, you know, it goes without saying, although I'll say it, that it burns calories and releases endorphins when you work out that make you feel better and stress less. But the type of exercise must be the aerobic type, because that secretes all those happy hormones in your body and causes the perspiration. And after this type of exercise, Jamie, like your elliptical, treadmill, or brisk walking, maybe what would I do? Hiking, cycling, swimming, or even an aerobic class. The skin will take on a beautiful natural glow that no makeup artist could ever duplicate.
Great stuff, as always, talking about healthy and radiant and glowing skin and a way to de-stress, an infrared sauna. Tell us about this.
Yeah, I'm a big believer in taking saunas. The best one to take for your skin is the infrared sauna because it causes your body to perspire. It detoxifies your body. It relaxes muscles. It helps you mentally and emotionally. It takes away aches and pains, and it puts a beautiful, healthy glow on your skin. And, you know, one day maybe we'll do a whole show on the benefits of taking saunas. I've been taking saunas for 25 years and infrared saunas for almost 18. And again, if you go to my website and click on favorite products, scroll down to sauna, and you'll see the one I've used for over a decade, which is known in the industry as being the best one on the market. And it's one of my three top health products that I in my home that I would never be without. You know, you can get a one-person all the way up to an eight-person sauna. You can put it inside your home or outside. But it is so wonderful for reversing aging and putting that beautiful glow back in your skin.
And go to SusanSmithJones.com again for great information on this topic and all the topics that we cover here on Dr. Susan House Calls. And we're talking about the healthy and radiant and glowing skin, and you mentioned this a little bit earlier, but let's expound on it. Exfoliating with the dry skin brushing.
Oh, yes. This is so important. It's popular over in Europe, and only recently have people learned about it here. I learned about it as a teenager. From who, Jamie? From whom?
From your grandmother, right?
Yeah, from my grandmother. And you want to do dry brushing all over the body with a natural bristled brush. That's what I like the best. Some people use a loofah mitt, but you do it before bathing. And not only does the dry brushing improve the appearance of your skin and gives you a healthy glow, but it also helps your body to eliminate toxins. And it does this by sloughing off the dead skin cells that lie on the skin surface. Remember I talked about that outer layer is the epidermis. And these skin cells are really dead, and you lose about 40,000 of them every minute. And remember I said every 8 weeks all the skin you see on your body is new. But if you help the new skin cells come out through dry skin brushing, you'll have more youthful skin. So you can go on my website and where I have the, you know, all this material that we're talking about today on the homepage. You see a picture of the dry skin brush and what it looks like. But if you want to go out this moment after you hear us to go get one, you can go to a beauty supply store or a health food store. Or if you have in your area Bed Bath & Beyond, you know, they would have one. But make sure that it's natural bristles as opposed to nylon or other synthetics. You want a long handle so you can reach all those hard-to-get places on your body. You also want to start off very slowly and gently for the first couple weeks until your skin gets used to it. Jamie, you know if you have an iron skillet, you have to season it and then put oil in it after you wash it and use it, you know, to get the skillet, maybe you don't know, to get the skillet seasoned. And you want to do that with your skin. You don't want the first day you do your dry skin brushing to rub really hard. And if you doubt that this is even working, take a really dark bath towel, maybe like a black towel or maybe a dark green, and put it in the bathtub and take all your clothes off, stand in the bathtub, and then do the dry skin brushing. And you go in circular motions. Start with your feet, always moving towards your heart. And if you have any patches of eczema or psoriasis, skin eruptions, or any other condition, you want to avoid those areas and the private parts, of course. I also avoid brushing the face because you need a little bit softer brush, a smaller one, on your face. And men naturally exfoliate all the time with shaving. But this process, Jamie, of dry brushing, and remember, you do it before you bathe or shower. And what I always do is I dry skin brush, I shower off, and then I get into the sauna because all my pores are clean and open, and I've been exfoliated. And then you perspire more easily that way. And you'll see a difference within a week. And then you continue doing it for those 6 to 8 weeks I told you about, in addition to taking the Hawaiian astaxanthin and the spirulina and drinking more water and eating more fresh fruits and vegetables. And you will marvel at the new condition of your skin, because it will feel more like a baby's skin.
And we talked about, some of the things, some of the skin-enhancing foods, and you mentioned it earlier, flax seeds. What about flax seeds? How important are they?
Yeah, and I'm bringing those out as tip number 8, to nourish with flax seeds, because they're such a good food for your skin. If you have dry skin, it's often a sign, among other things, that your body is deficient in omega-3 fatty acids. And flax seeds are a good source of the omega-3 fatty acids. And so you want to get in about 1 to 2 tablespoons of the flax seeds in your diet every day. Now, remember, too, trying to be appropriate right now, I had a client that came to see me last week, and I told her to grind her own flax seeds and take a tablespoon or two every day, and I told her how to do that. But she forgot the word grind it fresh. So she took whole flax seeds and just drank them down, put them in a glass of water, drank them down, and she told me how she kept seeing them looking back up at her in the toilet bowl. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm,
Jamie, in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And these, it's got such a hard shell on the outside that you won't be able to utilize the benefit of the flax seeds. So you can buy freshly ground meal, but it's so much better for you and cheaper, less expensive, to have a little grinder, like a little nut grinder that's dedicated to nuts and seeds. You don't want to use your coffee grinder, because then the flaxseed meal you grind will taste like coffee, unless that's the taste you want. But I grind a cup of it fresh every week, put it in a little container with a lid, put it in the refrigerator, and every day I have between 1 and 2 tablespoons, you know, either in my smoothie or sprinkled on my oatmeal, or sometimes I just put it in a glass of water, stir it up and drink it down. But it's very beneficial for your entire body's health and also your skin.
And very important, and we've done entire shows on this, but very, very important to get enough sleep.
Oh, boy, yes. I can't emphasize that one enough, because there's no way you'll have beautiful, youthful, glowing skin throughout your life if you don't get adequate rest and sleep. It is essential for beautiful, vibrant skin. But it's also essential for detoxifying the body, shedding extra weight, keeping stress hormones at bay, boosting immunity, and so much more. And remember that sleep, Jamie, is when most of the body's repair work and maintenance are completed. In fact, I'll go so far to say that there's nothing more restorative for our bodies than getting ample sleep night after night after night. And research even shows that even 1 or 2 nights of sufficient sleep, and experts recommend about 8 hours a night, can lower your cortisol levels more than a number of other stress management techniques combined. And who's not under stress these days? And then also remember that too much unmanaged stress always negatively affects the quality of our skin, because it interferes with sleep. You know, so always when you're stressed out, so always do the best you can to increase your chances of getting enough sleep by avoiding caffeine, maybe after noon, establishing a regular bedtime and a wake-up time, also by doing relaxing deep breathing, maybe an hour before bedtime, or here's a great idea. Read some great relaxing and motivating books like my books, Walking on Air or The Joy Factor. You know, those would be great books to read right before you go to bed, or maybe listening to some of my audio programs.
I think that'd be a great idea. Go to SusanSmithJones.com, and you can find those things. And you know, relaxing is so important for many reasons, but also it's good for the skin. We're talking about relaxing through meditation, right?
Yeah, meditation. And then just so people know, after meditation, we'll talk about say goodbye to constipation. And then the last one we'll talk about would be lead a joyful life. So meditation is really important in terms of looking younger. There was one study I read, Jamie, that showed that those people who've been meditating more than 5 years on a regular basis, their skin as well as their internal bodies, physiology, were biologically 12 to 15 years younger than non-meditators. So adopting a habit of meditating is great for your body and for your skin. And I know that I have lots of, I've been meditating for close to 40 years, but most of my closest friends also meditate every day, and it's amazing how much younger they begin to look when they start the meditation practice. And by the way, on my website, I have an award-winning book that I made into an audio book. It's called Wired to Meditate. It's part of my anti-aging collection. It's a great package, Jamie, that's right on my homepage of my website. It's called Anti-Aging Collection, and one of the titles there is my Wired to Meditate. If you want advice on how to begin a meditation program or how to upgrade your existing one, so that's meditation. Should I talk briefly about the number one way to go number two?
Oh, please share this.
Yeah, I know, because you love it. I know you use it. But let me say up front that chronic constipation will prevent you from having beautiful, healthy skin. And if you want your skin to have that youthful glow, you've got to make sure that you have regular daily bowel movements and to keep your body detoxified. You know, in the Ayurvedic and Chinese medical traditions, one of the first things that the practitioners want to know is whether a patient is having regular bowel movements, urination, and sweating, because these are all important processes for eliminating toxins. And a majority of Americans are constipated at some point, and some of the factors that cause constipation, and again, you can read all this in detail in the write-up of what we're talking about today that will be posted very shortly on my website underneath my photo where it will say 12 tips to youthful glowing skin at any age. But to prevent constipation, you've got to be careful because it's caused by diets low in fiber, diets high in dairy, wheat, refined sugars, and excessive meat, not enough purified water, not enough physical activity, and even prescription medications. They can all cause constipation. And my favorite way to, I'd say my a natural remedy to prevent constipation is with a squatty potty. And that's a little, simple, natural, effective, and 100% efficacious. It's a stool you put around your toilet. When you're not using it, it slides right under. And when you need to go number two, you sit on the toilet, you pull this little stool out, you put your feet on it, and it changes the anorectal angle, kind of like a, if you can picture this, Jamie, if you have a hose that's kinked up and it's turned on, but the water won't come out because there's a kink, right? And then you undo the kink and all of a sudden the water flows out. So if you can get your thighs and your hip joint in the right angle, it unkinks that anorectal area and makes all the wonderful stuff that needs to come out, the stool, pun intended, because it's a toilet stool, but then you want the stool to come out, and it will help prevent and alleviate constipation. It reduces the risk of toxic buildup of fecal matter that's left in the colon. It reduces and prevents straining and decreases the pressure of the anal and rectal veins. In other words, it helps to prevent and heal hemorrhoids. And it also makes it so much easier for the elimination and the efficiency to empty in the bowel. And I've tried many companies' different stools, but the very best that I know, it's the one you use as well, and they just showed it recently on Dr. Oz. It's called, and I love this name, the Squatty Potty. And, you know, they've got it in plastic and in wood. My favorite one is the bamboo one, and I have it in every bathroom of my home and my office. And if I'm doing a trip, traveling, I'll take it with me in the car. And when I have extra space in my suitcase, I even put it in my suitcase. So you can go to squattypotty.com, or you can call to order. You can call directly. And by the way, it is Mountain Time where you would call. And if you go to my website, you can get their telephone number very easily. In the sidebar, just put in Squatty Potty. And then it will come up and you can get their telephone number.
Yeah, and it is a great product. And, you know, it's a cute name, like you said, but it's very, very effective. It works great. Go to SusanSmithJones.com and find out. Yes.
Yeah, I know it does. And I was just about to go to their website to find the telephone number, and I'm just looking, Jamie. And I don't see it popping up right there. So you can just go to my website and find it. Very good. All right, so we've got one more. And last but not least is you want to lead a joyful life. You know, we've all heard that saying, stop and smell the roses. And for many, maybe that sounds cliche, but more research these days demonstrates time and time again that the simple pleasures in life, the simple pleasures every day, make the biggest difference. They decrease our stress. They bring more joy into our lives. Because if you're always stressed out and you don't manage your stress, that, and if you get depressed as well, that increases the free radicals in your body, including in your skin, which then causes wrinkles, and it will increase the wrinkles and exacerbates photoaging. And as I write about in my latest books, The Joy Factor, 10 Sacred Practices for Radiant Health, and Walking on Air, Your 30-Day Inside and Out Rejuvenation Makeover. These are a great two-book set. And what I express in these books is that when you revel in life's simple pleasures at least once a day, not only will it keep too much stress and the wrinkles at bay, but it also will enrich your life immeasurably. For example, you know, this is simple. It doesn't cost any money. You can relax in a hot bath. Now, researchers found that among high-stress people, hot baths reduce cortisol. We know it calms us, but now we know scientifically that it lowers the stress hormone cortisol in your body. Studies also show that if you can get away for a long weekend, like 3-day, 2-night, every so often, subjects had a decrease in their cortisol level and overall stress markers and a boost in their immune system function. Now, don't forget your pets. Do you have pets, Jamie?
I have two dogs, yes.
What kinds?
I have a pug and a Vizsla Lab cross.
All right. All right. Well, studies show that if you spend time with your animals, your pets, like dog therapy, has been proven to reduce cortisol levels. Petting a dog or a cat, they've found through studies, lowers the pulse, your blood pressure, and your breathing rate. Even watching a big fish tank of fish lowers your cholesterol, your blood pressure, and your breathing rate. Now, music, especially after a stressful event, has been shown to increase the relaxation response in your body, decrease your heart rate, your blood pressure, and cortisol levels, and even increase immunity. And then, of course, I always say, don't forget to laugh. I know life is difficult, But laughter is the elixir of the soul. I think laughter helps to take away the wrinkles of your soul. And often we get so stressed out about what's going on in our lives, and we forget that it's important to laugh more, because that helps to quell everyday stresses in our lives and helps us to see things from a little bit higher perspective. Now, not only does laughter feel good, you know, like a good belly laugh works out your abdominal muscles, more fully oxygenates your lungs, but research now shows that laughter improves your mood. You know, it shows that all these endorphins are released in your body that will help lower the cortisol level and, of course, boost immunity. So when you put on a happy face, your skin takes on a very youthful glow. And isn't it the truth, Jamie, when you think about those people you like to be around the most, don't you like to be around people that help make you laugh, that don't take themselves and life so seriously?
Oh, without a doubt. That's one of the greatest parts of living, is being around people like that. It's just, it is. And it's contagious. It really is.
Yeah, I know it is. So anyway, Jamie, there you have it, my 12 key ingredients to having youthful, glowing skin at any age. And so you can find ways to incorporate these into your life. You know, for example, my morning routine is usually a big glass of hot water with ginger in it, and maybe I'll put some flaxseed meal in it, and I'll have a breakfast that will have lots of fresh fruit. And then I might do some dry skin brushing and take a sauna. I make sure I exercise. But somehow, some way, oh, and of course I always do my dry skin brushing, and I strive as much as possible to have a very positive attitude, because as my grandmother always used to tell me, your attitude is your mind's paintbrush. It can color anything. And then, of course, there's never a day that I'm without taking the natural supplements of Hawaiian astaxanthin and Hawaiian spirulina. So do your best, but show by your daily actions that your skin, your health, your beauty program, and your vitality are your top priorities in life.
And, of course, you can always go to SusanSmithJones.com to find out more about everything that we talk about here on The House Calls. And I can't believe it, but our time is up, Dr. Susan. But it's, as always, been just a pleasure being with you.
Thank you so much. I look forward to next time.
I do, too. Go to SusanSmithJones.com for all the latest information.
I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world!